The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I hope you can look forward to some time off during the holidays. It's nice to be your own boss for a few days because working for the man can cramp your style, if you know what I mean. It pays the bills, provides some camaraderie, and if you keep your head down and do your best, there's a sense of accomplishment and pride in a job well done. But wouldn't it be nice to make your own rules for a change? Well, you probably wouldn't be comfortable in Japan's strict work culture. While the Japanese workplace is regarded for its emphasis on group harmony, loyalty, and respect, it runs according to a very strict hierarchy. As it is in Vulcan culture, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And your ticket to the top won't be earned by merit alone. Promotions are often based on seniority and ability. Hard work is expected of employees, and long-term stability is more important than short-term gains. If you still want to be big in Japan, be aware that Japanese companies are very process-oriented, with the focus on attention to detail. Surprisingly, paperwork is still important and is often not complete until stamped with an official seal. Forget casual Fridays. The Japanese workplace is quite formal in attitude and dress code. Workers prosper in a spirit of gambari, a core value of perseverance. There's even a word for extreme exhaustion and stress on the job called karoshi, literally death by overwork. It all sounds a little too intense for me, so I think I'll concentrate on the good work of Vancouver sushi chefs instead. As comedian Edgar Bergen said many years ago, hard work never killed anybody, but why take a chance? I'm Cal Coat. We do the hard work of finding the best from around the planet so you don't have to. This hour, a tribute to tabla legend Zakir Hussain, who we tragically lost last week. This is a brand new remix from Los Amazones de Afrique. Wajo on World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh,
Afrotronics, with its roots in Johannesburg and its production in France. That is Montparnasse Musique with a new remix, the Amazou remix of Malele. Les Amazons d'Afrique got us off to a great start with Wadjo, and that is another brand new release featuring Jamiri and Mamani Keita. This is Ocan, the Cuban-Canadian sisters, with a new take on the music of their heritage. Okantami is the name of their new album. This is La Reina del Norte from World Beat Canada Radio.
Te dejen ahí.
Vancouver's music scene has its own answer to the growing trend of psych cumbia music with Los Duendes and their new album Me Recuerdas. That's coming up next with a special track for Elfman. Not quite man, not quite elf, but something definitely different shimmering in the desert heat waves. That's next. This is World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for this ride in the global side. I'm Cal Cote. We'll be right back. Great sadness and surprise that we learn of the passing of this generation's greatest tabla player, Zakir Hussain, who passed away last week tragically. In tribute, that was Wheel of Time from Supralingua, the recording by Planet Drum, which is a project put together by the Grateful Dead's Mickey Hart. And as we know, old rockers don't die, they just discover world music, as it happened in his case, where he continued his exploration of percussion through the drumming of others like Zakir Hussain. Let's do our touch of the familiar, and this comes to us from Alisipi Isaac, who hails from the cold north of Quebec, who, during the endless darkness of the winter days in the north, discovered some great music on the radio. The stuff we were all exposed to, great hits like from Queen and their hit, I Want to Be Free. Alisipi took that music and translated it into her own language, Inuktitut, and that is also the name of her new album of covers. Here is Kimatsalunga, I Want to Be Free, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Ipinakunga, ipinakunga.